Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, girl?
Good. Good.
Good. How are you? Okay, I'm not going to even go down the rabbit hole. Anyway, it's going to get into the whole Pink Cupid thing again, but I'm going to,
You said you'd let it go.
I know.
Do you have a hand raised?
Oh, so good. Saved by the call. Yes, thank you, caller. Okay, let's take this call. Perfect.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Jay, are you cheating on your Monday night show?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm over to this show.
Yes. Well, you know
Tell
what?
Anna
you
ne-
you never listen. You never forget your first. So, you know, just saying. Just saying. There's a special place in your heart for us. But you've come a long way. Because you've been one of our original listeners, which is insane. Because that's over 10 years ago, which is crazy. And to now I know why I never listened to that show live, because Monday at 8:30, you're not going to think the show is going to start at Monday 8:30, right? So I just found out what time your show goes on live. But I did listen to, as you well know, a recent episode. And I was like, look how far Jay has come from, like, the early days to now with your contributions and conversation and comments. So, we're proud.
Thank you. It's always nice to talk to somebody, you know, it's when like-minded, you know, it's few and far between sometimes, eh?
Yeah.
I think nowadays. Yeah.
Right, eh? But no, but listen, and also too, as someone, it's interesting because you're based in Canada, so to kind of witness on the sidelines the shit show that is the United States, and to have an outside perspective, I think, is very interesting for everybody, you know, for us, for you, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not coincidentally, but just by happenstance, so I actually was on a call with your other co-host last night, Anita. Yes, and she's lovely. And she said that on the Monday the 21st, which you guys will have a show, that it's going to be very powerful. Now, I'm not an astrologer, but I know that many convergences, a lot of potent energy for clearing manifestations lining up at that time. And I think you guys might be doing something special on the 21st for that. Like, that's a show I will probably listen to live and likely call into on the 21st at 8:30. So are you aware of that? That things are like shifting very strongly energetically, and it's something that hasn't really occurred in decades, and in some instances centuries, multiple centuries. So anyway, I'm not the expert on that. I'm just the energy chick. But anyway, I pick up the energy and I read it. That's what I do. But yeah, so anyway, it's a lovely show. And what is it called? The Abundant, is it called, what is it called, Jay? What's the name of your show?
Oh, now you got me. I just called
okay,
to
the
show.
Okay, you know what? I'm breaking up with you. What is it called? The Abundant Power Hour?
Yep.
Okay, so I recommend that show. Look, we're plugging your show. Mondays, 8:30 p.m. United States Eastern Standard Time, I believe. Check it out. But anyway, glad you called in. So what's going on?
You're very welcome. I mean, I haven't talked to you before, but I always listen to you. Like, I just hop onto the show, you know, when it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you're talking. I listen to about a half an hour or so, and just, for a long time. I just, you know, I usually work during these days, and decided to take the day off just for you
cool.
guys, basically. I wanted to call in and say hello, and I'll probably be, you're welcome. I'll be have my days off. Well, definitely during the Christmas holidays, but on the 17th, I'll call in again and see.
Oh, cool.
Just chatting things. Yeah, so it's always lovely to listen to your show because lots of fun. You're great.
Well, we're out of our minds. as an understatement, but you know, I'm asking those of you listening, especially those of you who call and who know us, I'm going to be doing this for. I guess for a while now, asking that if you could either in the chat or through email just send a kind, thank you, a keyword being kind and heartfelt testimonial. I'd like to filter that information to Anna because I know she's in the process of putting some materials together for a very important upcoming event that she's participating in, and I want our show to represent. We're a representation of her, and she's so amazing. She's the one who started this wonderful platform for all of us. So, if this show has impacted you in a positive way, so you know, some of you who aren't a fan of, especially well. Everybody's a fan of Elisa, but some people don't get the Latin from Manhattan, and I get it. But, but if you could just send an email or a message in the chat with a positive testimonial, that would be great. And, Elisa, I didn't check at the end of our last show if Little Fairy did one. I hope she did.
She said she was going to send it through email.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, wonderful. All right, so I think if we get them through email, then I can see them, and then I can pass them on to Anna and Elisa. So the email is loablend@gmail.com, and that would be wonderful. So, yeah, God bless you and God bless Canada, because I think the vaccine is going to start being dispersed pretty soon there, if I'm not mistaken?
I think so. I think Health Canada approved of it, so, yeah.
Wow, how do you feel about that?
No, like most people, just watch other people get it first.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you're not going to be, most of us aren't going to be in the first rings of, you know, getting it because we are thankfully not in senior care. You know, we're not of that demographic. We're not medical professionals on the front line. So I think it will take a while, but you would likely be eligible for it, before Elisa or I would be, just because it seems that it's moving quicker. Over there.
I just don't know. We're getting some emergency doses here, so we'll see what happens with that. That'll be rolled out next year, but they're rolling it out early. So I guess we'll see. I'll talk to my people I know who are in the healthcare industry and see what's going on. So
It's interesting because it kind of gives us over here in the States just a little sort of foreshadowing, so to speak, as to, okay, what is it going to look like? But I think at the end of the day, we still have to be patient and not think that this is a panacea, that this is a magic wand, that we've been at this lifestyle for a while now, literally 9 months. So it's going to take maybe that long to feel like we're, you know, that it's safer than it's been.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And the last time we talked, I know you were actually before, it was very, very early on. You were very smart. I remember you were talking about your PPE. You were talking about people sort of looking at you like, you know, with the side eye. This was early, early on because you have not called in ages. But I do recall that conversation. And, and you do so you just had that insight, that intuition, that mindset to, like, you know what? Look at me with the side eye, because I think you had, like, multiple masks on. Like, you were really intelligent about your public safety and your state of health. So,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So in these many months that have passed since you last called in, what is life like for you now, these days?
Well, I've called in, geez, a long time ago, March or so.
Yeah, it was the very beginning.
Very beginning, yeah. And I knew it would happen. I just, you know, people, when I would talk to people about it, some people, they were just like, you know, take your money out of your, you know, mutual funds and put it somewhere else just in case. And then, you know, to get prepared because there's a pandemic coming along. And then people were smirking at me and like, yeah, it's the, they just didn't believe what I wanted, you know, what they wanted to hear. I mean, it's like, it's, yeah, they can believe it. So I kind of like, cocoon myself in a way, and you know, our work was up and down as in terms of I was still fully employed, but we were working like 1 week off and then 1 week not, and mm-hmm. and then we started we started working consistently in June or so, and it hasn't really stopped. So and then summer was fine. I didn't wear much PPE outside or anything like that, you know, just inside, you know, stores and things like that. But
which is
it was
good,
really,
yeah, of
really,
course.
Yeah, yeah, and it was really good. So, in the meantime, like I said, I gave you guys some sage because I knew this would happen.
Let me tell you
stuff
something.
Like that. We'll talk about that.
I was just going to say, you took the sage out of my mouth. I was just going to say, oh, my God. The timing of that beautiful gift that you gifted Elisa and myself, we burn it practically on a daily basis, just a little bit.
And my older son,
oh, my God, and my older son, who, God bless, he's turning 22 very soon, very, very spiritually open, very much, you know, the apple really fell, like, right by the tree. It's, like, right there. Talk about low-hanging fruit. That's my son. He has jacked the sage, not all of it, but he has jacked the sage, and it's made such a difference. So I can't thank you enough. Seriously,
you're welcome.
Yeah.
I have to wait for that picture because you say you put it in a, like a vase or something like that.
I did. It's beautiful. You know what? I'm gonna take a picture and I'm gonna email it to you. I'll do that.
Thank you. That'd be just funny just hearing that.
It's beautiful. No, it looks like. Okay, why are you making fun? It looks no.
I mean,
listen,
it's like
what? It's pretty.
Because you like, you have it on an altar. You put it on an altar, and you're like, okay, well, no, it's a flower arrangement. Now altar.
No, listen. Look, okay, Buddha, you're so quick to judge. Listen,
I actually have it.
Yeah, I'm keep laughing. I have it. It's sort of like an altar type of situation.
Yeah.
And you can't have a vase on an altar, dear.
No, it just sounds funny because he's just like, oh, okay.
It's in a vase, but it's in my altar. Like, I have,
know.
Like, little angels. Yeah, no,
yeah.
You don't. I have little angels. No, you don't. Little angels around it. No, it's pretty. I'll take a picture, and then you'll apologize for that snarkiness.
Yeah, I will. Okay, I'll apologize next Thursday when my laughs run out.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay,
anyway,
no, it's
on top of my dresser, and there's like little angels and things around it. But yeah, you'll see. I'll send you a picture. All right.
Okay.
All
thanks.
Right, smartass. Okay. All right, I'm done. Elisa, you can talk to him. I'm done. Okay. You guys can like, you know, go ahead. Yeah,
oh
all
my
right.
goodness.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm breaking up with everybody these days.
lots of laughter. That's what I love about your show, because you bring lots of laughter to chaotic situations. Laughter in the midst of chaos is always great to hear.
Listen, if we're not laughing, we're crying, and like I'm tired of crying. So have to find the absurdity, but I'm writing a note on my phone to send you a pic.
Don't write too hard, okay? Because you might break the pen.
You know what? It's called I'm texting on my phone. Relax.
Okay.
All right. Don't quit your job, okay? Because comedy surely is not your strong suit. Okay. Anyway. So life in Canada. And also, too, I can only imagine where you are. It's probably lots of open spaces. It's, clear front, that beautiful, clean mountain air. I guess you're in the mountains, right?
No, we're not in the mountains. Not that far.
Okay.
And so,
I don't know.
But we're about 4 hours away. But yeah, we're just, it's kind of like Atlanta, like a lot of urban sprawl, right? So, I mean, we have a million people here. So, I mean, yeah, it's not really, it's condensed as what is in New York. So, New York City.
Oh, please.
So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. I mean, look, I love it because I can walk out and still, like, it's a scary adventure, but it's an adventure. I'll look forward to where it's, a little less frightening. Not like I feel like violence will be struck upon me. I'm a native New Yorker, so it's like it's in my blood. I know how to work these streets, but more so with there's just a spectrum. People going to be like in a hazmat suit, or they're going to be walking around naked with no PPE. Like you just have like
such
a spectrum.
There's no in between of
every kind of person and personality and people are losing their minds, literally losing their minds. So sometimes there's like a little, it's like this dichotomy between it feels like Blade Runner and Mad Max in the air, like dystopian science fiction, and then there's then you feel like you're in Europe, because New Yorkers will take a situation and we will just do it up. So many parts of the city feel like Paris, because they really took the outdoor dining, and what's wonderful is that it's injected such joy in the streets that the mayor said that it's going to continue, I don't know for how long, but it's I think post-virus, because it has reinvigorated the city. So it's, if you turn certain corners, it's absolutely magical. Like you feel like you're in Europe. So that gives me joy. I haven't quite felt the impact of the Christmas spirit. I'm sort of like a closet Grinch where it comes. I don't want anyone to tell me when to be happy, basically, or when to spend my money. But in terms of the spirit of the city, they're really doing it up in terms of decor just for morale. I mean, we don't have the tourism. Although this I couldn't believe it. I'm seeing double-decker tour buses. I'm like, why are you here sightseeing, people? But not nearly the tourism that we're used to, where our city is invaded. Like it's still crowded though, because New York is a crowded place. Even when it's empty, it's still a crowded place. So, but to go out into open space and just breathe clean air, that's my idea of porn. Like, oh, open spaces, air, wow. an ocean, wow, a sky. Yeah. Anyway. But, it's all paid off.
Yes, definitely it is.
Yeah. And then some people are very, can be very arrogant. They can be very steadfast that this is a hoax. Now, that's one thing I'll never reconcile with. I mean, I can't understand where almost 300,000 people have died in this country, close to that. And why are people still saying it's a hoax? Explain that.
Why?
Why do people say it's a hoax when people are dead?
Okay, so you may have been following us for a long time. what's happening is that there's a lot of different information going on, right? So one side says this one day, and then another side says, maybe its manager says this another day, and the press goes back and forth. So what happens is that social media has a lot of responsibilities for this too.
Yeah, that's true.
And how it shifts the mindset from, okay, well, masks weren't good, and now now you have to wear a mask. Or maybe it says most of the people passed on from COVID in long-term health facilities, but not younger people. So you get a lot of mindsets that are focused on that. And when you get it actually, how would you say it, repeatedly by media and things and out there, then you're hard set in that mindset that hey, it's just a hoax, it's just fake or whatever. So, and that's one of the reasons why too. But the thing is that there's lots of reasons for that. I can't take the time to do it on this show or anything like that. But it just tells you that people are they want to get back to where it was before. Yet
it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
No.
Because it's been set in place, but also at the same time, people want to say, well, let's just say it's basically what it's doing. It is basically saying to the person that I can't accept the reality right now. I'm not in this reality. I'm not in the moment. I'm not in reality.
Right, right.
Of actually what's going on. And that's one of the reasons why people think it's a hoax. So
they're rejecting it. So that's what they say. Okay, that I can understand that fuzzy logic. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I remember listening to this on another show. It said, yeah, you got to accept the reality that this is happening right now and face the facts that this is going on. So.
Right.
And it went. That's how I look at it, too.
Right. And sometimes things are just so unbearable or so difficult to process, we have to find ways to reject it. As opposed to what would be called a clarifying experience, meaning certain things happen, they may be very unpleasant, extremely challenging, painful, whatever, but if you can recognize them as clarifying experiences, because whenever you come through the other side of any experience, particularly a challenging one, you get such clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't that experience serve an elevated purpose as opposed to something pointless? That there's always a point because we always get more clear. So this is this is a pandemic of clarity.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's one out. A lot of people are waking up right now and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer, we can no longer think some things are a conspiracy theory. It's happening right now to us. I mean, and also people are waking up to the point that, they're questioning. They're not actually following. They're questioning now.
Right, as opposed to being like just being in a blind herd.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. And
people are getting together in groups and just talking about things on a meaningful discussion, not an artificial discussion.
Right, because we don't have the distractions. We're not doing the things we used to do. So it's a time to go within. It's a time to reflect.
And I think 21st.
So, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
The 21st is going to be very important. I know this is a astrological event. It's get prepared for the 21st because there's a lot of things happening for that energetically.
Right. Your show.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Anita said to listen to the show on the 21st, but I want to listen live. And she said to have a list, to prepare a list. And I have to look at my notes. I don't remember if it's a list of what I want or what I want to let go of. I forget one of the two, because it's a very powerful energetic opportunity to move forward, to propel us. And what I was going to say is that it's really lovely to have something, a bright spot to look forward to. So I'm looking forward to 2021, actually, you know. And it's so funny, if I was never that, I was never that person on December 31st to say, it's going to be the best year ever. Like all the people who have said 2020, that's our year, best year ever. Like, I don't think anyone's going to say that about 2021. Like, let's just get through this. But to have a bright spot to look forward to the spring, and then especially the summer, because it is our hope that by the time the summer comes, you know, yeah, we might have to still wear masks and have restrictions, but maybe we'll have their success with the vaccine, and we'll be able to embrace life more fully, be able to do more things like go to a movie theater. Hello. Something so simple as going to the things that we would take for granted. Now, if it's a warm, sunny day, that's reason to celebrate. So we have really shifted our perspective, and I think we're just the joy, like the first time there's going to be like a concert or a performance where it's safe, and for the performers and for the audience, just that joy and that appreciation. What is it? January 20th is Inauguration Day, Lisa, I think?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Right, allegedly. Word on the street. So,
oh my God.
even when we watch Joe Biden's speech, I think we'll be... I mean, I remember the day when finally it took forever, that Saturday morning or early afternoon, when it was finally proclaimed. People were dancing in the street. I was outside just by coincidence. People were dancing in the streets. I mean, it was magic. So just for those beautiful pearls of magic. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But it's a new day, certainly.
Yeah, definitely it's going to be a new day. And we'll see what happens for next year. So maybe chaos again too. So I think right now humanity is going through a really growing pains right now.
Puberty. It's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, actually it is. Yeah, and I think it's actually more. It has to embrace our more spiritual aspects of ourselves. That's
absolutely
what it is, I think too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not like groups of like small groups of people now. It's just like it's a huge awakening right now for humanity in terms of moving towards spiritually, because that's the missing part of actually dealing with the pandemic too. I mean, we're always being told to do this, but we're not actually looking at or not even practicing the spiritual aspects of what's going on now in this COVID year that we're in. So it's a spiritual awakening right now. And it's just, I think that's the reason why I think a lot of intuitive psychics and astrologers are really busy right now. They're really busy right now. They were busy before, and people are asking questions about their future gaining this stuff, because it's like, ooh, I never knew there was other things besides, you know, living, just doing, eh? So, yeah, this is just, I think it's made a great breakthrough, I think. And that's, I think,
it is a breakthrough,
long time ago,
yeah.
We were talking about this a long time ago. I remember conversations like there would be a time where all the people who are teachers are going to step up to the plate and be busy, you know, teaching other people about what's going on and the spiritual aspects themselves. So that's
interesting. I've never done more private readings, you know, remotely than I have during this time. Without even, I don't advertise, I don't, you know, whatever, I don't market myself, whatever, it's just sort of like word of mouth.
Word of mouth,
Yeah, so that's very interesting that you said that, because we are seeking answers or just want to feel supported or grounded, or we want to feel safe, we want to feel like we're heard, you know, that, mm-hmm. that we're not being dismissed. And to be in a, to have the opportunity, and it's very interesting to see, you know, what one does with the opportunity, depending how on how you're wired. I know one person who's literally drinking themselves to death, and I can't really be friends with that person anymore. You know, mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking, mm-hmm. you know. And I know others that have found their bliss because they were mm-hmm. able to really deepen their spiritual practice. So there's that whole, you know, that alpha and that omega, that whole spectrum of, and then everything else in between, you know. So, but again, mm-hmm. like the reflection, the clarity, the learning, this really could be, I look at it for myself as I'm in training for like the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry?
We're always learning. I mean,
always learning. Story, yeah, oh, that's it. I'm in training. Yeah, I don't want to come out of this all sluggish and shell shocked. I want to come out strong and my the best version of myself for what's to come.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, and to take the opportunity because we're not going to get this time back. And not mm-hmm. that I necessarily want it, but like let's like organize those bookshelves, people. Like do. Clean up the closet, do all those things that you would always put off because you're too busy running around. And you can take your time doing those things because we have plenty of it. But their day will come that it's going to look a little bit differently where we're not going to be so isolated or so homebound, which is a good thing. But, I don't want to be one of those people that says, oh my God, why didn't I clear my clutter? I could have. What did I do for a year? You know?
Yeah.
Watch Netflix till my eyes fell out of my head? Like, no.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I mean, everybody's different. We have to do what we have to do.
Yeah, it's just an interesting time. I was gonna share a story with you regarding the sage too, and I have to deal with what's going on. So, a reason why I did the gifts the way I did it,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's just the way I did it. So, back in the summertime, I decided, I'm gonna give my people that got readings from on radio, Blog Talk Radio, like, maybe I was chose about 6 people. And decided to do that. So I did the sage thing and did the video thing and, all the other things. But there's kind of like a story behind that I didn't share or didn't say in an audio email.
Uh-huh.
A long, long time ago, I remember this. I was out at a sweat lodge and I was a helper. And we had to get a sweat lodge, I think it was a Sunday or so. And a long, long time, it's about a decade ago. And I went to the sweat lodge, and we had to, when you prepare the sweat lodge, you have to put the rocks in the 4 directions and on one
mm-hmm.
angle, and then you put tobacco on it. So there's another gentleman there. He's a big guy. He's a really big guy. And he was about to put some tobacco on the rocks, but I didn't have any. And so I said, I'll go get some tobacco. So when I went back to my car, I got some tobacco on you, where you put tobacco on there. And I asked, you put the tobacco on there, but he didn't do it from a place of heart. So I just said, he didn't. You have to do it from a place of heart when you're
communicating
with the spirit world, right? So we prepare the sweat. The grandfathers and grandmothers, the rocks are being heated up to a very high temperature where they're glowing red, basically. And then we go into the sweat lodge, and I was the doorkeeper. And for doorkeeper, basically, I'm just when I open the door, people come out in and out. So, because I'm nearby there. And what happened was everyone got basically energetically bombed in that sweat lodge. And there was a person who was there, I remember this, started saying, I'm very sorry, Spirit World, for doing this, or apologies, we're not going to do this again, things like that. And my elder, my past elder, he was there, and he was energetically just drained. And it wasn't because of the heat or anything like that, but it's because the spirit, the person who did the put the tobacco on the stone, didn't do it from a place apart. They just put it on the stones. So when I did the ceremony, I just took it very seriously. When I did all the aspects of it, because you don't see that in my when I gave you stage last time, you just saw me in my living room just do this. But
right,
this is
right.
You know, this is a formal stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
sacred.
It's for clearing it. It's sacred, and you're asking the spirit world to show up and asking them, you know, can you be, send these prayers with the sage to whoever it's going to. And like I said, it was for, I sent a message, I think you were talking about this, for purification and ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And
Right.
And so it was about the aspects of that. So I do take my aspects of practice seriously, because I just
you don't
mess around with the spirit world, as you know, mm-hmm. when you're doing mediumship readings and things like that. Or
you do not. You have to reverence. Absolutely, you have to honor that. I couldn't agree with you more. It's like a surgeon isn't going to operate on you without everything being completely sterile.
Yeah.
And him being in that he or she being in that mindset. I don't know if you're able to check your email on your phone, Elisa, but I sent you and Jay a copy of the picture. Jay, you're not going to look at it right now. I want Elisa to look at it because I want to put him in his place. Go ahead. So take a look at that. I just sent you the picture of my sage.
You put me in my place.
I'm going to put you in your place right now.
Okay. It's your honored altar. That's what it is. I just why. I just, you know.
Yeah, you relax.
Okay, I'll get my laughs off for next.
Yeah, you relax.
That's very honorable. It's honorable. I know. I'll take the picture. Well, when I get the picture,
aww.
I'm actually gonna.
Okay, Elisa, Elisa, please, okay, share your reaction with Jay because I sent the two of you the picture. Go ahead, Elisa.
Is that me?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Check here.
Oh, it's beautiful. She says.
Oh, there it is. Okay, it's coming through here. So
yeah,
I'm like,
go ahead.
Look,
mm-hmm.
I'm. A,
go ahead. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. As it's loading, like your apology, start loading it.
Gosh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Who said there was anything
beautiful.
Wrong? You're the one who was like busting my chops.
It just the way it sounded.
Well, then that's how you heard it.
That's awesome. I'm going to print that out.
Yeah, you should.
The keeper.
Yeah, keep it.
I will. I'll put it on my altar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do that. Yeah, you
cool.
do that. Yeah, you do that.
Jay, I'm so glad you shared that story about, you know, behind the scenes with the sage, because it happened back in the day. I haven't really used your sage yet. I know I have it. I think I used like a little sprig a while back, but most of it, I haven't been using it a lot. I mean, if at all, and because it's not for me, it's like I'm not in the right space yet. Like it's my space isn't prepared for it,
mm-hmm.
and
I get
know
that. Yeah,
and I know that. So I've been keeping it. You know, keeping. I have a it's like a little black cauldron. It's like a pot, basically.
Because you're a witch.
Because I am.
Satan.
So that's where I keep my sage and it's there. And like, I also had a reading with Anita the other night. And one of the ancestors that was showing up, was someone, a female energy. And Anita said that she was like smoking, a pipe.
Oh, hello.
So I asked my aunt, because I had a feeling it was either like, I knew I was first. I was thinking, oh, it's my Lola, my grandmother on my dad's side,
mm-hmm.
Because that's who I tend to think of as that ancestor. But I'm like, she didn't smoke. So I asked my aunt about that. I said, is there a relative who smoked a pipe? And after a little bit, because, you know, everything gets lost in translation, and then what she thinks of as, you know, tobacco, and And I'm also expecting like a very straightforward answer, which I should know better. But anyway,
Hello?
After about 10 minutes of semantics and, you know, trying to get things clear, I'm like, oh, okay. It's actually my grandmother's mother. So it's my great grandmother. And in our, I guess in our family, they did a lot of crops. I guess they were sort of typically farmers, but they also harvested tobacco. So they would dry the tobacco. Mm-hmm. And so she, but I was trying to be clear, but did she smoke it? You know, she stopped. I'm like, okay, I don't care what she stopped. I just want to know that.
Yeah. And she's allergic to peanuts. I'm like, okay.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know all that. I'm like, okay. Oh, frustration. But, so I thought that was an interesting connection, the tobacco, but then, like you said, the way you handle, these sacred items, you know, as part of a ritual. It's very important. So
ritual is really important. I think ceremony and ritual are important nowadays. Really important nowadays.
Oh my God!
Get started today.
Yes.
So important.
Yep.
Keep your sanity right now too.
Yep. Ground you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just a little shout out because I, you know, in my heart, I'm thinking this is my great grandmother, and I don't know enough about her backstory. So I'm going to ask my dad, because my dad's a little bit older than my aunt, so I figure he may have better memories. I know he has memories of his grandparents on that side, on his mother's side. So I just want to get some more backstory. But I'm really glad that was a distinguishing feature, was the tobacco, you know, the pipe. But all of it makes sense to me. I'm like, oh. So anyway, that was a hit I got when you guys were talking. And I'm in this pot of the sage is right next to me right now. It's on my desk. So I'm like, oh, all right, I hear you. You know, so I have a feeling by at least the 21st, if not then the 29th, I will definitely be burning some sage.
Yes.
In a cleared up space.
Yeah, you know, you give you permission for yourself for doing it. It's basic. I don't have anything. I mean, you knew what you like with it. It was just, I gave you a lot this time because I was thinking, okay, well.
Oh, we need it.
I gave you a lot. And going, like, for whatever's going to happen next year, I'm going, too. So I'm going, okay. So that's the reason why I did it so much this time, because I had quite a bit of sage from the last couple of years because I didn't pick this year. I didn't pick this year. So I said, I'll if you run out, I'll give you some more. And you know what? I'll do the ceremony over again.
The best. It's like the sage cartel right there. But, you know, Elisa, maybe because I felt like that I was so happy as you were, you know, when it came because I had run out of it lasted me a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my space can be, because I live with two heathens, I mean my sons, my space can be it could go from pristine to chaotic instantly. And if I have to, like, clean up or organize or straighten up, it actually is really nice to take a piece of sage and burn it as you're doing that organizing and stuff. Like, that's something that you might want to think about, you know, if you just break off a piece, like, okay, I'm just, you know, you don't want to get overwhelmed, you know, so you just say, okay, today I'm just going to focus on my office, my home office or my desk space. That's it. Burn a little piece of sage. So maybe that might, so it doesn't have to be like this kind of all or nothing type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I it's just so lovely to have it sort of keep you company as you're, you know, going through life, and life is messy. So I don't think I'm violating any, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, people. Don't arrest me, spiritual police. I don't think I'm doing anything, you know, profane or sacrilegious or what have you.
No, you're not. I mean, what you're doing now is you're clearing your space. I mean, if you're doing more readings too, you got to clear your space too.
Well,
I
burn it almost every, just a little bit, almost every day, just because it comforts me.
Mm.
You know, and it kind of like, and you smell it. It's like there's this like energetic support keeping you company as you're navigating. Or, you know, after any argument, because my kids make me crazy, after any argument, I'm like, well, where's the sage? Hello. Break off a piece. And just to even smell it and just to take a five-minute breather and you're smelling it. So then different parts of your brain are being affected. It's just very helpful when you're in flux, when you're in transition or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, if you do a little, maybe just a little quick ceremony, if you get a little tobacco or something, to say, you know, thank you, spirits, for being here and supporting things.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Like
Thank you.
Seriously.
Yeah. Right. So.
You know, I actually gave another person in your area some sage, who's in your industry too, actually.
Who?
Barbara Cavano.
Barbara Cavano. Well, there's like 8 million people in New York, but Barbara Cavano, is she an actor?
She was an actor, yeah, a long time ago.
Uh-huh, Barbara Cavano.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a really small business in a really small town, so if I don't know her, we probably know people in common.
Yeah.
Like, that name, it doesn't sound completely foreign to me, but I deal with a lot of people. Is she in New York?
She's in Jersey, actually.
She's in Jersey? Yeah, okay. So that's,
New Jersey. Yeah.
That's down the block. All right.
Yeah. But,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's the same type of gift, too. So, but, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how this works. And when I get the notion of doing something or me calling you, but my brain doesn't say, I have to call you. I just call you, and then you say, well, I was thinking about you, and I'm going, okay, but I wasn't even thinking about calling you. and all this, you know, the sage gifts that I gave to all people, all, like, across, you know, it's people I knew across the states, they give me feedback and say they needed it. And I'm going, okay, thanks, but I didn't know.
But it doesn't matter.
Well, you told
that,
me, yeah,
right.
It's kind of strange. Oh, well, no, it's just like, you put it out to the universe.
But it's your
receptivity,
too. But if you're receptive to what you're being called upon to do, and you trust that, and then it's the impact and the ripple effect. And that's great. It's just it's the purest form of an act of service.
Definitely. I was thinking about, you know, when I was watching Joan of Arcadia a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
and there was a scene where she's sitting on a bus and, you know, God walks in there and says, and Joan says, you know, look at all the stuff I've done. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't see anything coming back to me. Why am I doing this all? And I think God responds like, you never know how many people lives you touch.
That's right. We don't. Yeah,
we
forget
don't.
The impact. Yeah, we really, really
no,
forget.
We don't.
Yeah, hmm. we have no idea.
That's right.
And it also works in the other way, you know, where if you weren't quite your best self, and maybe you weren't as kind as you could have been, then it works the other way.
Yep.
I heard a story where a Disney executive was, like, responsible inadvertently for, like, you know, one suicide and three eating disorders because of how he treated these young actors. So that's also, we have to be so careful of how we interact, how we express ourselves with others. So we could have random acts of kindness or acts of service that we feel called to do, or we could impulsively be judged or make a not a nice comment or just acting out of, you know, out of our character. And somebody could take their life because of that.
Mm.
You just don't know. I mean, it's how we communicate and how we interact. It's a huge responsibility that we have. So, yeah, we have to be very, very, very aware of that. Yeah, right. So, not everybody, you know, has.
I think
go ahead.
I think it's also because of way where we have technology involved in our communications now too, and how we respond to people is that we become less empathetic to other people, and because technology is so digital and straightforward, but also subject to interpretation. So what happens is that if you're talking about the executive saying that, but the person who were receiving it. Like, how's your brain receive that? Do you say, receive it as, okay, well, that person's maybe feeling at that moment, or that person's just literally saying that, you know, and you're right about this. People have killed themselves because of what was said on a social media platform or something like that, too. So,
exactly.
And which is, and we have to know what is our reality? What is our reality?
Do we even know what that is? Right. Well, right, and with the social media piece, there's a documentary on Netflix that I think anybody with Netflix should watch it, called The Social Dilemma, and it's all about the manipulation of social media, and it's really interesting, really good documentary.
I wouldn't doubt it,
really, really good.
Yeah,
and at the end of it, like, these experts and people that are in tech, some who have rejected their positions, like at Google or at Facebook or at Twitter, like the early pioneers of social media, and they give, like, these tips so that you're not a slave to it anymore, so that you can desensitize yourself to it and get your life back. But, very compelling, very interesting. But we just can't be blindly, you know, herded along anymore. I mean, if this has taught us anything, anyway, since we have you on the line, let's pull a message, since we're getting towards the last few minutes. Let me just open up the database for you.
Get some funky music going on, too.
Wait a minute. You got to wait until it's loaded, okay? You don't work, okay? We don't work for you, Jay. Stand by. I'll let you know. I have to let Elisa know when it's loaded. He's like, you want the funky relax?
Oh, my God.
So annoying. I want a divorce. All right. Okay, it's loaded. Elisa knows what she needs to do, and you know what you need to do too, Jay. All right.
Pick.
Okay. So the number associated with this message is 331. Here's the message that you picked, Jay. Step back. Take a breath. Know you're worthy of a loving and tranquil life experience. Claim this into consciousness and allow Source in eternally. Oh, that's good for everybody.
I love that message. That's a great message.
Love it. I'll read it again. Step back. Take a breath. Know you're worthy of a loving and tranquil life experience. Claim this into consciousness and allow Source eternally in. 331.
What a beautiful message. Those two threes talk about the exchange of energy and really a flow of energy. And typically, the energy of a three can be very just outgoing and it's great energy, but it can also kind of exhaust yourself. And so, to have two of those threes helps with the flow, so it's more even and reciprocal. And it just allows for not only for you to just express yourself, because three is about expression, but it also then allows you to receive it because you're allowing for energy to come back to you. And that's really the important part of this whole equation. is that, you know, you're realizing when you're in this flow, it's a flow, right? It's not one way or the other. It's both ways. So that flow sustains itself. And only when you decide, oh, wait, I'm not getting enough, you know, then there's resistance. You know, when you start thinking too much, then there's this resistance. And you start looking instead at all the things that aren't happening. And those end up being those little, like, you know, little rocks in the stream that disrupt the flow. It slows it down a little bit, but, you know, obviously flow is a flow. However, at the very end of that is a one. So then it becomes the focal point is you know, who you are, and what you're all about. And obviously all those things help shape that. So it's not a fixed idea or a thing. It's something that is always evolving and changing. But there is at least a focal point for it to get to. And you add up all those numbers, it's a seven. So one of the words that jumped out at me when you were reading it, Liz, was tranquil. And seven can embody that level of wisdom where there's tranquility, because you're not in the middle of all that craziness. You understand what your place is, and you can see something without being lost in it. You can still have an objective point of view and a perspective that is a little wider than typical three could just be just so much in it that they can't see what's going on. They're kind of caught up in everything that's around them and kind of hitting off all these different energies. But because of that focal point, the seven has the wisdom to discern what's what. And, you know, that allows you to then direct where you want your energy to flow. So then you're also part of that. You're part of the flow. But you also understand where to wisely put that energy and where to direct your attention. It's a fantastic message.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I counted down from nine, actually, too. So sort of nine came up. So
nine, yeah, that's right. You do a little countdown, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I do countdown usually. I get this number in my head and it's like, you know, yeah. See the numbers.
Great.
Nine,
there you go.
8, 7, 6, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Awesome. Beautiful message. We'll do this again. We'll have some time again. So maybe during the holidays, I'll probably see you on it. Oh, no, I'll talk to you on the 17th because I'm off on the 17th.
All right, cool. All right, well, until
this
then.
This has been a lovely conversation. I just love you all. And
love you, too.
Love you, Liz.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, Lisa. And this has been a great conversation.
Great to have you on, and look forward to the next time. And so we will sign off. So if you guys need to... Oh, and Jay, please email a testimonial whenever you have a chance. No rush, but because I want to collect them for Anna. If you guys need to get a hold of us, and we please send a testimonial if you enjoy this show, please send it to loablend@gmail.com. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe, take care of each other, take care of yourself, and as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Love you.
Bye.